welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders Podcast Series. The goal of this podcast is to bring semiconductor experts together to get to the truth about the matter at hand. We'll get right to the point and not exceed 30 minutes of your time. If you have a topic you would like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Rob Oshana, Vice President of Software Engineering R&D for the Edge Processing Business line at NXP. He serves on multiple industry advisory boards and is a recognized international speaker. He has published numerous books and articles on software engineering and embedded systems. He's an adjunct professor at the University of Texas and Southern Methodist University and is a senior member of IEEE. Welcome to the podcast, Rob.
Good to be here, Daniel.
So the first question we ask of our guests is, what first brought you to semiconductors? Hopefully you have an interesting tale.
Oh, yeah. Actually, it started way back when I was a kid. My dad, he got me into these kits. I don't know if you remember Heath kits, and where you would build these little gadgets out of components and had solder and all this. And I asked for some of those for Christmas and my birthday, and I started building little electronic kits out of these parts. And I think that's where my interest first started. I had fun putting that stuff together, and then took a couple classes in high school, and it all kind of went from there. And then finally off to university, but it started with those early Heath kits way back in the day.
Yeah, I had those as well. Matter of fact, my brother and I built a TV. It was a Heath kit TV. It was quite interesting. Yeah. So let's talk about DAC. You're the general chair for DAC this year, which is an interesting challenge, right?
It is. To put on a conference of that size, of that complexity, where you've got a very large technical track, research track, and then, of course, the exhibits, there's a lot of moving parts, and it requires an executive team of, we have over 20 people just managing all of this activity, and I've got to keep all this heading in the right direction. So yes, it's quite a complex task. It starts the day after the previous DAC ends and goes all year long. So yeah, it's a very complex activity.
Yeah, I've been on the committee before. It took a lot more of my time than I had imagined, but it was worth it, certainly. So, you know, many conferences are still hybrid this year, coming out of the pandemic. DAC, on the other hand, has chosen to be 100% in person. This is a pretty bold move. What can attendees expect at the live conference, and has the pandemic changed the audience interaction?
Yeah, well, we DAC hosted a hybrid model conference back in December 21, and we actually expected a large number of attendees to opt out for the virtual program, but to our surprise, our live attendance was actually much higher than our virtual program attendance, which was a great sign. So when we set our sights on 22 submissions, that's what led us to move towards a 100% live presenters, would need to be present, et cetera. We had a record year, Daniel, in terms of submissions for both the research track and the engineering track. Like on the research track, for example, we had almost 1,000 submitted research manuscripts. Now, we only accept about 22-23% of that, so it's very competitive, but a great number there. And even on the engineering track, we had over 200, I think, with an acceptance rate of, I think, a little over 30%. So great submissions. We felt it was time to be bold and continue with the in-person event. We think the community is ready to get back together physically. And so we're following what we're seeing and hearing. Of course, we're following all the guidelines of San Francisco, state of California, as far as guidelines around the pandemic. Of course, we're following all that. And of course, what's mandated by the CDC and government. So we're continuing to monitor all that. And of course, there's going to be some on-site restrictions at Moscone. But yeah, we're looking forward to this live program.
Yeah, I agree. You know, this will be my 38th DAC. I haven't missed a DAC in 38 years. I've been going to live events this year, DesignCon, and there was another live event last week, and there's a live event this week that I'll be
actually chairing one of the panels. And I can tell you my experience thus far has been great. I mean, DesignCon, I think there were more people than pre-pandemic. And the conference I was at last week was also very big. They didn't have hybrid. DesignCon wasn't hybrid either. And I was really excited. I mean, I didn't realize how much I missed the conferences and the interaction. But, you know, yeah. DAC is one of the oldest conferences that I know of. I mean, it's, I think 59 years, right? This is the 59th DAC. So
yes.
Tell us about some of the design and technology challenges that the DAC this year might address.
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. This is the 59th year, and we'll have a nice big celebration next year for 60. But this year, there's some interesting things that we're gonna focus on. Of course, you're gonna get to traditional design automation technology, but this year, actually the last couple of years, there's been a larger focus on trends like machine learning and artificial intelligence. Of course, again, we're seeing that in many areas. It's become so ubiquitous in many areas of compute, from the IP level all the way up to the cloud, really. And we're going to spend a lot of time in our research track, in our engineering track, talking about various forms of machine learning and artificial intelligence. That's a really big trend. We're seeing growing interest in embedded in general embedded. This is a track that we tried to grow the last few years, and we're seeing increasing numbers of submissions for embedded. So it's good to see that continue to grow. I think those two areas are going to be pretty big this year. We're still seeing some really good focus on security topics, especially with all the concern now in the industry on cybersecurity. That continues to be an evolving area. I'd say those, when I look at some of the submissions, those are a few areas where we're seeing some very interesting research and engineering going on.
Yeah, you mentioned cloud. That's one of my personal interest areas. You know, I've been following and promoting cloud for more than 10 years. It's amazing that the EDA industry hasn't really taken it by storm. But I noticed you have a focus on cloud training this year. You know, can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, we've added a cloud topic to both the research and the engineering tracks this year. Over the past few years, to your point though, we've seen, we've noticed an increase in submissions regarding cloud design topics. And so we've kind of carved out this new topic area. We've got, I think it's over 20 sessions now covering cloud related topics. And the other interesting thing that you probably saw is that we have a new kind of expanded training program. Now, you know, DAC has always been really kind of the central location for both academics and industry, as you know, to kind of get those latest technical advancements in all the classic areas like, you know, chip design and research and education. But we started this training day a few years ago, and it's gone really well. It's hosted by Dulos, and it's been a great success over the last few years. So this year, to your point, we've enhanced that training program, and it's going to cover, three sessions over 2 days in the Design on Cloud Theater. And those sessions, those cloud sessions, cloud training sessions, is going to be 3 hours each session, 3 hours taught by Microsoft, the Microsoft Azure guys, Google, NetApp, and very IT CAD oriented. This will include topical areas like virtualization and storage and networking, things that you would expect to see in a good cloud-based training, you know, migrations. And we're really looking forward to this. Now, and the great thing, Daniel, is that these three sessions are going to be on the exhibit floor, and they're going to be free to all attendees. This is really good technical training that we're making free to attendees. Great opportunity for really anybody in the IT field to get some really good hands-on training by these experts. So really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that as well. Yeah, you have a cloud theater for that specifically, I think.
Yep.
So So let's talk about RISC-V. Actually, in my experience, RISC-V was a big hit at the show last year. And, you know, the adoption of RISC-V and open source hardware design has accelerated in recent years. So how has DAC expanded its offering around this new ecosystem that they've developed?
Yeah, this is another area that's continued to grow. This year, we have, I think it's 10 sessions in the program that are focused on RISC-V, you know, architecture, technology, as well as you mentioned, the open source collaboration in general. So we have a special open source alley that we're trying to build up to showcase open source hardware and software now at DAC. The other thing that's pretty interesting, speaking of RISC-V, is that this year we're gonna welcome Bob Brennan from Intel. If you know, he's been he's a newly appointed a RISC-V International board lead that was announced just recently. So he's going to do a tech talk at the DAC Pavilion. I think that's going to be on Tuesday. So it'd be great to listen to him, see what that big investment from Intel, how he plans on leading that effort. And then outside the program sessions, like I mentioned, that open source theater, that I think that's going to be on the second floor. We're going to really host daily presentations from different RISC-V companies, like the Open Hardware Group, for example, will be there. So if you want to get a nice focused set of sessions on RISC-V, we'll provide that this year at DAC.
That's good to hear. A lot of exciting stuff. So what haven't we talked about? Is there a part of the traditional program that you feel might get overlooked or overshadowed by all that's going on in DAC, you know, during the 5 days?
Yeah, there is a lot going on. And, you know, one of the things we do, the executive committee does each year, is we try to treat each portion of the program, you know, equally. And there's a lot of time and effort put into each category. We do a lot of reviews, we do a lot of planning. Some topic areas will outshine others just because of the popularity. But one area that I think seems to get overlooked, but it's very important, are the tutorials in the workshops. Another great opportunity to learn good technical details in a specific area. So this year, our tutorials are going to cover developments in computing platform design, like compute and memory is an interesting one this year. Quantum computing is one we're going to have this year, as well as fully homomorphic encryption computing. Those are just a few that we have on the invite for this year. But also, as I mentioned earlier, there's tutorials on machine learning, as far as how do you deploy on the edge, things like that. We have one on augmented reality, which I think is going to be really cool, and other energy efficient vision systems, which is gaining in popularity. Of course, I already talked about cloud, but also secure sharing of FPGAs in the cloud is an interesting focus area. So we have a lot of really good tutorials and workshops. And I would encourage attendees to go to these, because a great opportunity to learn there. One other thing I'll say, Daniel, is that we've expanded the workshops this year. We now have 8 of them. They've been co-located for many years. One of them, for example, is the workshop on design automation for cyber physical systems. You know, these co-locations that we have every year bring another opportunity to learn in a tangential area in DAC, and we'll do that again. We're going to do that again this year.
That's great. You know, the biggest part of DAC that I enjoy is the networking. You know, I have actually launched every one of my books, over, I think, 6 or 7 books at DAC, and, you know, signed thousands of copies. I mean, it's just an amazing opportunity to network. And, you know, everyone loves to get together at DAC, and it's always been the one place for the entire community, you know, research, industry, government, academia, for everybody to come together. So I'm assuming this year will be no different, and DAC will be hosting networking opportunities again.
Absolutely. We're definitely going to do that again. And I agree with you completely. That's where a majority of the connections are really made. And I think, you know, after a couple of years of this pandemic, that kind of activity, that kind of social activity, those connections, people, I think, are really eager to get back into that mode of meeting new people, new connections. You know, a lot of the agreements and deals, you know, have been initiated at DAC networking events that many people tell me about. So we're going to continue doing that. We're going to have our daily receptions, as you're, I'm sure you're familiar with. They're going to start on Sunday evening, and then we're going to have a short presentation at 6 p.m. and then a networking event Monday through Thursday. The evening receptions are, we're still going to have them. We're going to have them again this year live from 6 to 7, just like we did previously. And with the in the Monday night one, we're going to highlight women in electronics this year. So that'll be very interesting. I'm real excited about that as well. We'll have some evening events for student attendees. You're probably familiar with our Young Fellow program, and also our TPC members, our technical program chair members. You know, we've got hundreds of members that review papers and do a lot of the work during the year. We're going to have a reception for them as well. So a lot of networking events, and really looking forward to myself as well, meeting new connections at these events. So it's always going to be part of DAC, because it's a great opportunity to network.
That's great. It's exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you for your time. And thank you, everybody, for listening in to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. And have a great day. And we'll see you at DAC.
Thanks, Daniel.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.